Spoiler alert, bitches.
Ice Bear would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
We gonna fight, but you get to live. Leave. Leave. I don't want nothing to do with you. You're a hero. You will make a fine hero one day. Move on out the way. Who is this? Oh, shit.
My girl.
Yeah, it's her.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
What you doing? Shut up.
Leaving out of King's Island now.
Oh, but y'all just not leaving?
I'm leaving. They're still in there.
So how much fun did you have?
I had a lot of fun. I'm tired, though. Like, my feet are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
My legs are exhausted.
Well,
who's there?
Orlando's here.
Yeah. Hi, Desiree.
Shut
up. Hi, Orlando. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for keeping this boy in check. Thank you for making him go shopping. Thank you. Yeah. What is it? What is this? Face chat? What is this?
This is just a video chat.
This is what's up. I've never seen this before.
Except baby, I can't hear you. What is that?
He's asking about the face, our video calls.
I got a mobile too.
Yeah, okay, well, it has to be with the same phone, same, I don't know, fuck, figure it out, nigga.
Yeah, same phone and same provider.
Yeah. By the way, say hello to the podcast, because you're on it right now.
Oh my gosh, okay, so I'm about to go. Don't embarrass me, you know that.
I'm not
so
embarrassing you.
Soon, I'm coming straight into your house.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's so cute.
Shut the fuck up.
Man, you and up. You just keep up and up. Man, she look good.
Shut up.
That's some good chocolate right there. That's some milk chocolate.
Have a hint of brown sugar.
Put some milk on that mug. Mix that shit up.
I'm going to put some alcohol on your eyes if you don't shut the fuck up.
That's going to hurt.
I know. That's the point.
I might go blind.
Does it look like I care?
I can't go back to school.
Tough shit.
That's so wrong.
Disability works both ways, my nigga. Disability works both ways. Get you a job at Family Dollar for $20 an hour, for $8 an hour for 20 hours a week. Still catch your disability check.
I ain't about to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know some people probably should, but I ain't gonna say no names. This is where I put
Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is Matthew here with another motherfucker who has not been on this show for what, a year now? Just about almost a full whole year? Say hello to the good folks, Orlando.
What's up, y'all? What's up? I'm back. Let me apologize. I've been away at school, doing my thing, getting my education.
Say about the rest of us?
Say what?
What you trying to say about the rest of us? We ain't trying to get our education much to do?
Yeah, I've been away. Yeah, I mean, I just been away.
I'm giving you a hard time, nigga.
Yeah, let me do my famous intro here.
Bitches!
Think that's funny?
Yeah, it's funny.
I think that's funny.
It's funny.
Oh, okay. I think that's funny. All right. Hello,
goodbye,
folks.
Goodbye,
it's hello, folks.
I don't give a fuck. Nobody likes that shit.
I do. I love that movie. It's a great movie.
No, I'm talking about you saying it. Nobody gives a damn. I don't give a damn about the fucking movie either.
Oh my god, that's a good movie.
I bet it is.
With Anne Hathaway, and then the second one had Raven Simone in it. Oh, I ain't on top of that. Julia. I don't even know her last name.
Exactly.
The grandmother. The one that's on the hills on the lawn.
Do not
the
care.
Sound of music. Oh.
Those of you that don't know what he's talking about, he's talking about the Princess Bride.
Diaries. Get it right. Get it right. It's the difference between Princess Diaries and Princess
that
Bride.
That English shit. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Well, all right.
So
So go ahead and tell them what we're talking about while you're on this apple.
As Matthew gobbles down an apple down his throat, we're going to be talking about this great anime called My Hero Academia. So yeah, it's a great anime. I think those who never heard of it or has watching it, you guys need to watch it. It's already 2 seasons out. Check it out. Even the manga is out. Matt's been reading the manga. Been catching up on a lot of it. So yeah, folks, go and check it out. It's a really good anime.
New episodes air every Sunday at 5 o'clock Japan time. So we'll have it by the time we wake up, I think, more than likely. You got a subscription from the Crunchyroll. You got it there. I think Funimation also has it. Or you can just do what I do and YouTube it. I mean, it works like that too.
Or you can use a site called watchcartoonsonline.io. That's where I usually find all my animes at.
Because of course you do.
Oh yeah, it's a great. Watch anything from Static Shock to Inuyasha. They have every episode, even the new Samurai Jack. So check it out, folks.
You mean the new Samurai Jack that ended like 4 months ago?
Yeah.
So it's not new anymore.
It's not new anymore.
Yeah,
that's just some people who haven't seen it. You'd be surprised.
Okay, well, good fuck. All right, anyway, so My Hero Academia is basically a coming-of-age story of one young Izuku Midoriya, also known as Deku. He is, how we should say, the protagonist, the main hero, hero in training of My Hero Academia. How would you want to classify him? He was born without a quirk.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And kind of, he always idolized, who was it, All Might? He always idolized All Might.
All Might,
wanted to be a hero so bad, and then went to the doctor one day, found out, hey, you're quirkless. You're not going to get a quirk. And his mom, I mean, being sad and everything, but like, saying, yeah, sorry, baby, nothing you can do.
That kind of didn't help the situation.
But, I mean, it really didn't.
But I guess you got to do what you got to do. Life goes on, so.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, he's attending this school before we get to UA. He's attending this school that helps out. What is the school fucking called? I don't know. Anyway, he's attending the school with one of his rivals, Bakugo, who is a fucking hothead. Would it be fair to say that I kind of resemble a little bit of Bakugo? No? Cool. Thank you. You're a good friend. Anyway, thank you for being silent on that. I was hoping you would.
You got pride issues?
No, I don't.
I'm about to say, like, he got multiple pride issues.
But he also has anger issues, too.
He ain't got no anger issues, dude.
Bakugo ain't got no anger issues.
How about you?
I know. That's why I didn't want you to agree with that. I don't have anger issues.
I was about to say, like,
Anyway.
Oh, man. Had to put that in there, huh?
That's even fucking carnation. Where we leave off at?
Talking about Deku.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about Deku. Bakugo gives him the name Deku, which translates to English as good for nothing.
That's pretty bad.
That is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it really is.
So Bakugo, being this whole prideful, arrogant son of a bitch, shows off his powers. And ends up one day, I thought that was a spider for a quick second, ends up one day, I was looking at the corner of my eye, getting trapped by the sludge villain called Sludge Villain.
Yeah.
I mean,
a great name. Like, you couldn't come with nothing else.
He, minuscule player. So he's trapped by it, and all these other heroes from around the country. Matter of fact, hold on, back up. In this world of My Hero Academia, heroes are, how do we say, the norm. They have ranking systems. They either become heroes because they want to help people, because they want fame, because they want to help themselves, or maybe all of the above. So there are multiple amounts of heroes. You have heroes the likes of Endeavor, the number two in the anime, number one in the manga. All Might, the former number one in the manga, number one in the anime still. Eraserhead, my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Best Genius, number 4 in the anime, resigned in the manga. And among others, Mount Lady, Midnight.
Hello, big boobs. Midnight. She got a big rack.
Well, they all got big racks. What do you expect?
Hers particular has a wonderful shape. they kind of do. Yeah, they have a different shape.
Kind of like, speak up so people can hear you.
They have a different shape. Mm-hmm. They have a different shape. Like,
different shape? Like how?
You compare hers to Momo's. Mm-hmm. The one that can create mm-hmm. weapons and all that. Yeah. Well, Momo, she has a great rack too. Mm-hmm. But hers are more like the ones where you just want to just put your face in it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, what's it? What's her
Midnight.
Name? Midnight.
Let me make sure I'm saying her name right, though. I think it is Midnight. Heroes?
It's hard to keep up with all these names.
It is. Am I saying it right? Because there's Mount Lady. Shit, I don't see her name right here. Why the fuck don't I see her name? Oh, wait. Teachers. My bad. Yeah, I'm saying it right. Midnight.
Okay, yeah. Hers is most like, you just want to grab them. Mm-hmm. Take them things and just...
What things?
The boob.
The boob?
Put them in both hands. Mm-hmm.
Put the boob in both hands?
Well, boobs put in both hands. The boobs in both hands. Yes, okay. And then just suck the living hell out of them.
Now, Orlando, first off, welcome back from college.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I go back Tuesday. Well, yeah, thank you very much.
Good. Yeah. Secondly, what would you know how to do that? How would you know how to do that?
I don't know. I'm not a boob man. I'm more like a boob man. Nah, I'm more like the butt man.
Oh, you're more of a butt man.
But her rack is pretty nice, though.
And thus ends the perverse nature of Act 1 of our show. So, back to what we was talking about here. Deku runs into, who is it? He runs into All Might.
Yep.
Who was out saving the world. He ran into the sludge villain and captured him in battle. And Deku sees him in his regular old form. And he has a conversation with him, asking him, hey, am I ever going to be able to become a hero without a quirk? All Might looks at him and says, honestly, nah, you have no chance of being a hero. Sorry, that's life. As he's talking to Deku, he drops his bottle, and the sludge villain gets out. Sludge villain, he then runs amok back in the town.
Oh, yeah.
And runs into Bakugo. Bakugo, because he's overconfident in his abilities, decides to take him on, and, well, he gets swallowed up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then the whole situation arises where, you know, all the heroes are now on patrol trying to get this sludge villain under control while he has a hostage, and everybody's just stuck like, okay, what do we do? Midoriya, the quirkless wonder, head first charging in there trying to save his friend who doesn't look at him as a friend,
claims he could not stop himself from running.
I mean, maybe he couldn't. Sometimes in the moment of crisis, you don't know what you'll do.
Oh,
you can run either to it or from it. You just know you're going to be running.
I hate to bring race in this, but you know, black people ain't gonna be nowhere near that. They're gonna be like, oh, we out of here. Peace.
Yep, true.
If I was in that slew, you'd be like, oh, man, nice knowing you.
I'd have been like, what? Like that day when Regis was almost about to murder Tavion. I'd have been just like Keela. Somebody stop him. While I'm walking away, just somebody stop him. Yeah, nah,
I mean, he got a good couple of hits in, and he rose up like nothing phased though.
Like the whole feel of that entire hallway.
We just know.
Back on topic. So yeah, as Midoriya runs in there, you have other heroes like Mount Lady, who is a glory hog, just stunned. Like, what is he doing? He's going to get himself hurt.
Yeah.
All Might then comes back out of nowhere and reminds Midoriya, and Midoriya reminds him, like, hey, this is why I'm doing this, to help people, even if I can't help myself. Knocks the motherfucker out, gets him in jail. Okay, cool. Then he runs up and meets Midoriya. No, Midoriya's walking home. Bakugo comes by and says, this doesn't change anything. You're still Deku. You're still good for nothing. Then runs back into
All Might.
Mm-mm. All Might. Not All for One. All Might.
That's the ability.
Is it? No. I'm talking about All for One's the villain.
Oh.
No. All Might has one for all.
One for all.
Yeah. Oh. There's a difference. Hard difference. But anyway, so he tells him, hey, you do have the makings to be a true hero. So All Might and Midoriya form this bond where All Might looks at Midoriya and be like, okay, cool. I'm going to tell you a secret. I can give you my quirk. but you have to work for it. So he works for it, works for it, works for it. Then the UA exam, admission exams come across. Maduro gets 5% of All Might's power and goes in the testing facility. He is failing miserably. Bakugo's out there killing it. Todoroki, Endeavor's son, is out there just using half of his powers, killing it. Ida, the speedster dude that comes from a long lineage of speedster guys and is kind of a tightwad, needs to get the butt plug out of his ass.
Yeah.
He's running into all this stuff. And then he meets this girl who I can't say her name up front, but I know her hero name is Uravity. Oh, she, Yuraka. Uravity. There we go. That's what I'm going to say. Can't say the name.
Yeah, you just said Yuraka. Whatever her name is.
Yuraka. Orlando, Yuraka Rakas. Racky Rakas. Get your midnights and Racky Rakas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm going to call her Yuravity. So, Gravity is in trouble because she doesn't overuse her magic, and when she uses, not her magic, her quirk, and when her, when she overuses her quirk.
I forgot about that.
What? When she overuses her quirk, she
throws up? Vomits, what, rainbow? I'm like, what?
At least she knows that she's overdoing it. So, he rushes up and tries to save her, and actually does, destroys the whole machine. It was a zero-point machine. And the thing, they told him, hey, it's 0 points. You ain't got to worry about hurting that thing.
It was the biggest one, actually.
Right, it was the biggest one, but it was worth 0 points. So everybody's like, nah, we ain't got to worry about this. Nope, not Midoriya. Sees somebody in trouble, he rushes in to help while everybody else is running away. Ida sees this as he's running away. He's like, oh, shit. I may have missed parts of this test anyway. So all that happens. Midoriya gets in, not because he didn't score any points, but because he got the rescue points for helping out Uravity.
That was all points.
So, UA, students of Class 1A, we have Midoriya, whose quirk is one for all. Yeah, one for all. Can't mix those two up.
Uh-huh.
You have Bakugo, whose quirk is explosions. You have Ida, who has engines in his leg.
That little, that hurts.
It might hurt. It might hurt.
I mean, how you born with that? Like, it's legit metal in his leg, in the back of his calf.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, look like that hurt. Like,
and he runs super fast.
Oh, yeah.
You have Uravity, whose ability is gravity.
She touches anything, everything floats.
Mm-hmm. So. We already talked about Todoroki, who is half ice, half fire, but at this point in the show, he has yet to use half fire.
Yep.
Later on, he does. He embraces it. Along with others like Kirishima, whose ability allows him to harden himself. You have Asui, who is basically a frog human. Ashido, who is a purple alien that can spit out acid.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Who else is there? There's Tokuyami. One of my favorites. The shadow guy.
Oh, yeah. He's just so cool and just... lay back. I mean, that's all. Yeah.
You have there's Yayo Rozo, the girl that Orlando was just fantasizing about.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
You little fucker.
God can make some amazing things, can't?
The
artist can make some amazing things, but God made the artist.
You do know there's a good chance that she's 15 and you're like 25 in real life.
That is nasty. Thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome.
That's nasty.
Yep. Because she is in high school.
Oh.
Yes, remember that.
Don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Stick with midnight. It's less creepy.
She's a MILF, so she's probably older than me anyway.
Nothing wrong with that shit. Trust me. Nothing is wrong with a MILF's good nectar.
No.
There's nothing wrong with a good MILF. If they know what they want, they can show you some things that you thought you didn't know how. Do and you can show her some things that may rejuvenate her, and she may no longer feel like a MILF, and she will turn back into that 25-year-old that went club hopping every day. And when you come over, she will have on those nice silk stockings that you know she likes, that she knows that you like, and she'll have on these laceless panties. Have you ever seen laceless panties? Let me tell you another story for another day. So.
I was about to ask, like, how you know about this movie?
Another story for another day.
Alright.
Alright, so yeah. Anyway, that's most of the class. They are class 1A. There's another class called class 1B. Basically, kind of wondering, hey, why do these guys get all the attention? Because, you know, class 1A seems to always be in the heat of some trouble.
Plus, they got the best teacher, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Aizawa? He was great. The dude was fighting. The dude was holding his own against the villains when they came and crashed in too.
I mean, yeah, but like he had his own weakness too.
Yeah.
Which
his poor eyes.
I mean, kind of makes sense now why he always goes to sleep.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you pretty much have to.
Yeah. So yeah, we done went over the synopsis of all this shit. Now let's get how we usually do it on the show and just go all over the fucking place. Where would you like to start, Randall?
I don't know. Where would you like to start, Matt?
I would actually like to talk about the hero killer Stain.
Okay. Let me give my opinion about this guy.
Okay, go right ahead.
Seems like a great villain. Mm-hmm. Looks like they ain't going to do much with him. He seems like he's just desperate to just kill. So that's kind of like a bloodlust, pretty much. Mm-hmm. He's got little issues with himself. Maybe some mom issues, some dad issues. Probably daddy wasn't around at all. Probably seen his dad when he was a young kid hit his mom or cut him or something like that. And I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's his desire to kill. I think it's just bloodlust. Like, he just loves to kill. Like, just
and you watched the anime?
I have watched the anime.
And you didn't pick up on why he's killing?
No, I kind of forgot.
Oh, okay, that makes a little
sense. Yeah, I kind of forgot, because I watched the whole thing throughout and never stopped.
Well, okay. So, Stain is basically, he's a villain by name only. Because in his whole, well, okay, I'm going to stick with the anime right now. Throughout his whole steez on the anime, he's out there to take out any heroes who he deems not worthy of being called a hero. So, think about it. When he attacked Ida's older brother.
Yeah.
You're only being a hero because your family were heroes.
Oh.
You don't have a real passion for this. You're not an actual, by definition, hero. The world is overpopulated by, quote-unquote, heroes with certain vanities. He wants to purify that and make it, hey, no, I want the heroes here who are actually heroes.
I'll say,
who are here to help. Yeah. Right, which is why he says the only hero that can kill me is All Might. I'm not going to be killed by any other hero except him.
Wow, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot, yeah.
So, like, for example, when Ida took that internship mm-hmm. in that place where, like, honestly, we were all kind of shocked he did. Well, not shocked, but we knew what he
was doing. We kind of knew he was going to do that. Mm-hmm. We just knew. Yeah.
And he stumbled upon Stain about ready to kill this other hero who's, I don't really know his name, don't care.
Yeah.
You realize Stain told Ida, hey, why are you trying to come after me? Your first objective as a hero is to save him. Ida didn't want to do that, so then he's like, okay, cool. That means I gotta kill you. Yep. Because you're not actually trying to be a hero, you're out here for your own selfish gain.
Revenge.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of thing. So then Midoriya gets wind of this. He's on his way over here. And Stain's like, hey, man, this doesn't concern you. I don't want to hurt children, but if you step in this, you better make the right decision. Now, what's it going to be? Midoriya says, okay, no, I need to save him and the other guy. Stain's like, you know what? We're going to fight, but you get to live. Leave. Leave. I don't want nothing to do with you. You're a hero. You will make a fine hero one day. Move on out the way. Who is this? Oh, shit.
My girl.
Yeah, it's her.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
What you doing? Shut up.
Leaving out of King's Island now.
Oh, but y'all just not leaving?
I'm leaving. They're still in there.
So how much fun did you have?
Oh. I had a lot of fun. I'm tired, though. Like, my feet are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
My legs are exhausted.
Well,
who's there?
Orlando's here.
Hi, yeah. Desiree.
Shut
up.
Hi, Orlando.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm alright. Thank you for keeping this boy And Chuck, thank you for making him go shopping. Thank you. Yeah. What is it? What is this? Face chat? What is this?
This is just a video chat.
This is what's up. I've never seen this before.
Except baby, I can't hear you. What is that?
He's asking about the face, our video calls.
Oh, because we got the same mobile?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a mobile too.
Yeah,
okay, well, it has to be with the same phone, same, I don't know, fuck, figure it out, nigga.
Yeah, same phone and same provider.
Yeah. By the way, say hello to the podcast, because you're on it right now.
Oh my gosh, okay, so I'm about to go. Don't embarrass me, you know that.
I'm not embarrassing you.
Soon, I'm coming straight to your house.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Shut up.
That's so cute.
Shut the fuck up.
Man, you and up. You just keep up and up. Man, she look good.
Shut up.
That's some good chocolate right there. That's some milk chocolate.
A hint of brown sugar.
Put some milk on that mug. Mix that shit up.
I'm gonna put some alcohol on your eyes if you don't shut the fuck up.
That's gonna hurt.
I know. That's the point.
I might go blind.
Does it look like I care?
I can't go back to school.
Tough shit.
That's so wrong.
Disability works both ways, my nigga. Disability works both ways. Get you a job at Family Dollar for $20 an hour. For $8 an hour for 20 hours a week. Still catch a disability check.
I ain't about to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know some people probably should, but I ain't gonna say no names.
I'm gonna act the fool when she get here.
Huh?
I'm gonna act the fool when she get here.
Yeah, you already wanna do no such thing. Anyway, so yeah, back to Hero Killer Stain. So yeah, he basically is out here just... And it's not just he's out here killing heroes, too. Because when the League of Villains arrived and that... Whatever his fucking name is.
Well, the hands on his face.
Yeah.
Dude, he was...
Shigaraki?
Stain is about to murder him.
I don't necessarily blame him.
I really don't either, no.
Because when he showed up with his Nomus, Stain was like, hey, okay, no. I have this district. I don't need you out here doing this shit. And he went out and killed the Nomus. He was like, okay, so he's a villain, but he's actually kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah,
pretty much. In disguise.
Pretty much, yep.
And, like, to get past the anime and just hop into the manga, his effects, like, his whole message... spread throughout the entire villain community. Almost to the point where it drove Shigaraki, the hand dude with the decay power, drove him insane with like, hey, my Nomus were out there doing damage too. My Nomus were giving the heroes like Endeavor and Gran Torino and all these other guys out there, he was giving them trouble. It was giving them troubles. They couldn't beat this guy. Stain comes out here and he damn near puts everybody on notice and he's now taking over the whole propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets frustrated by this because, like, what is it that he got right that I don't? So later on, he meets up with Midoriya while the class is on a field trip. Well, not a field trip, just like on a trip to the mall. And, like, because his powers decay, he wraps his hand around Midoriya but keeps one finger out. Ironically, his middle finger. He keeps his middle finger out and says, you make any sudden moves or you tell anybody that I'm here. This finger comes down your throat and I'll decay your entire body.
What's this in the manga?
Yeah, this is in the manga.
What the hell? I'm like, you're going off. I'm like, I don't remember none of this.
Yeah, I said I'm stepping away from the anime for a second.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, the spoiler alert had been already alerted, so I don't give a fuck if you're still here or not. I'm spoiling. Anyway.
We did. Kind of did. Actually, no. Hell, we did warn you guys.
Yeah,
so. So it's on y'all.
Yeah, don't give a fuck either way. Didn't care when you was in high school. Shouldn't care now.
Explain the high school thing again. I think these people don't. The people who take it very seriously need to hear it again.
Who take spoiling very seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
Please explain it again. The whole math.
I'll put it like this. Most of you guys out there hate math. Or just don't like math. So I would say definitely in pre-cal, because I, even though I love math, did it sometimes. But in the back of your math textbooks, you have answers. Most of the time, they were just odd number answers, but you had the answers nonetheless. You didn't bother to show your work, or you fake showed your work, you just made sure you got the right answer. Because you were outright horrible in math to begin with. You didn't work to solve the problem, you just looked in the back of the book and spoiled it for yourself. You didn't care about spoilers then. Why do you care about spoilers now?
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. It kind of makes you guys hypocritical. But we love our fans that stick with us and who don't care about the spoilers. And who.
Hence, spoiler alert, bitches. I'm sorry, that's going to change after this episode because of the father. We got a special message for him. Anywho, so yeah, as he's talking to Midori about, like, I don't understand why the villains are and everybody's so obsessed with Stain, whereas I was out here doing damage. I forced All Might into a fight that lasted longer than anyone expected. I'm the one who's out here causing destruction. Why is everybody talking about Stain? And Midoriya's like, well, although I don't agree with what it was he was doing, I understand his point of view, which almost made him sympathetic in a way. He had a motive. He had a cause. There was a causation for his correlation correlation of action. He was out there to, like, kind of like a message. And that's when Shigaraki, whatever the fuck, finally realized, like, oh, okay. He had a motive, and everybody understood it. But his motive tied back to All Might. You, Midoriya, who I've had trouble with every time I seem to run into you guys, you also have a motive. You want to be the best hero ever. You have a connection to All Might. I need to aim higher. I need to organize. Anyway, I don't really care for this character. I honestly don't care for him because he's not Team Rocket level bad, but like...
Stain?
No.
Oh.
Shigaraki.
Oh.
He's not Team Rocket level bad, but he's kind of like a bad villain. Just out there to destroy. Now, I mean, the arrest of All for One and defeat of All for One is going to change that a bit, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, that's like my take on Stain. He's...
He hadn't even released his quirk yet, has he?
Oh, Stain?
Yeah.
Stain's quirk was, what was it? I think blood curdling.
Oh.
Where if he got a piece of your blood, he could just lick it. He could lick your blood, and depending on what your blood type was, you was paralyzed for about a minute.
Oh, wow. That's enough time just to kill you.
Well, I mean, okay, so yeah, I think it was O-type blood was 5 minutes. I think B was 7 minutes, and A was the longest, which was, I think, 10 or 12 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Because he got Ida and Midoriya with it, and he couldn't get close to Todoroki when Todoroki got there, because Todoroki kept fighting him off with the ice.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, because he licked Ida first, then he licked Midoriya, but Midoriya was the first one to get up. And everyone's like, well, what's going on? It's like, oh, it must have something to do with this blood, with the blood type that you got. So, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, that's Stain for me.
Wow. I need to start reading the manga. I think I'll read it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Because after he gets put away, there's these two other villains that come along who are, like, diehard followers of Stain's prophecy. Or propaganda or whatnot.
Oh, wow.
And they're, what's their names? Shit, I got the computer right. Dabby is one of them. And Toga Miko. Yeah, that's what it says. Toga Miko. She's another one. They're dangerous. They're real dangerous.
How many people they killed so far? How many people they killed so far?
Well.
Or just heroes, period.
They haven't killed any. I don't know what their hero kill count is up to, but Toga has this ability where she can transform into something as long as she touches it.
Oh.
So, like, later on in the manga, they have this hero trial thing where they go to get their temporary licenses to be heroes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she kind of squeaks her way in there. By becoming a hero student from another school. And because of this, she's able to get close to Midoriya and take some of his blood. So now she has bits and pieces of him, and I don't know what they're going to do with it. I haven't paid that much close attention to the last parts of the mangas. But, yeah, so there's that.
Take his blood.
Because she was able to get close to him. Often. And she slightly has a crush on him.
Oh. Oh.
Which kind of causes trouble with Uravity because she also has a crush on him.
Wow, really?
You didn't know that?
I mean, I kind of... I was like, okay, they probably like each other, whatever. They do. But she never really went, like...
Okay, remember when they was under... Oh, yeah, this was in the anime. Remember when they was under attack? And her and... who's the naval laser guy? The French guy? The French kid?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You remember when they was under attack and, like, she had to... No, when they was try... Oh, fuck. No, that hasn't aired yet. Never mind.
Dude, go ahead, just spoil it.
Yeah, I was about to say. So, like, they were doing this trial, this hero. Fuck it, I don't know. People who watch the shit watch or read the shit, they know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they were paired up into teams to go up against the heroes. And
oh, it's an anime, yeah. In this building or whatever.
No, I'm talking about, like, the actual teacher heroes. Oh, so, like, All Might, they're going up against All Might, Eraserhead, Midnight, Sir, the. Cinderblock guy, all of them. Mike, they're all going up against them, and they're all going up against. They're paired up into two, and each of them going up against someone who like they're weak against, or some where they have to work their art against. Oh, like for example, Deku. This apple. Midoriya and Bakugo get paired up.
Oh gosh.
And the teachers pair them up because okay. They're the worst pair possible.
Yeah, they hate each... Well, he hates Midoriya.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can't communicate with each other for some odd reason.
No, not at all. Midoriya has now, more sense, but...
Bakugo the hero they were charged with fighting was All Might.
They're going to lose.
Oh, no, they actually won.
What?
Well, because it was either... You had to either tie him up and... You either had to tie up the teacher playing the villain. You had to tie him up and keep him incapacitated. Or you had to escape. Because honestly, they weren't going to beat the heroes.
No.
So like, you either had to tie them up or escape.
They escaped.
Yeah, they were able to escape. And then you had other pairs. Like you had who was it? It was Todoroki and Momo. Pedophilic crush. They were paired up to go up against Eraserhead. And the reason why those two were paired up was because Todoroki, he thinks, he can think far ahead in the band. Well, no, he can think on his toes. He can't, like, plan things out. Whereas Momo can plan things out, but she can't think on her toes. She can't think on the fly.
That's a great pair.
So, yeah, it's a great pair because they both complement each other. But, like, Todoroki has all the confidence in the world and his thinking abilities. Plus, he's still fighting his inner battles with his flames.
Yeah.
Whereas Momo, she ain't necessarily all that confident in herself.
Yeah.
And the one villain and the one hero that they had to fight them that could bring it out was Eraserhead. Because he would eliminate Todoroki and then force Momo, okay, hey, you need to figure out how you get out of this. Because she, remember, she was brought into school off of special consideration. Special
consideration, right, yeah.
So yeah, there's that. Who else was paired up? Shit, I can't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, that's another topic, another day. I can't remember. But, yeah, back to the anime. The sports festival.
Oh, the tournament.
Yeah.
The epic fight between Midoriya and...
Todoroki?
Yeah, oh my gosh. That was one of the best fights.
That was one of the best fights this year, period.
Yeah, I mean, Deku was on the point of losing his own limbs.
So much so that he pissed off Recovery Girl.
Yeah, pissed her off, yeah. So now they gotta find a new way for him to use his power. But
which he does.
Yeah, he does. And plus, he's getting training anyway from the guy who gave All Might his power. Mm-hmm. So... That fight alone was just emotional. It was great. It was just beautiful, man. And in order for Todoroki to use it, it took Deku to make him use his flame power, his flame side. Mm-hmm. And he did, and boy, that was a burst of flames.
And then even throughout that fight, like, he did use his flames, then all of a sudden you hear Endeavor from the crowd, like, yeah, that's my boy. He's going to be the best. And everybody just kind of looking at him like, are you really proud for your boy or are you proud for yourself?
Proud for yourself, bro. Yeah.
But I'll tell you an underrated fight from that. Actually, an underrated thing from that entire sequence.
When Bakugo...
Going up against Yuri Gravity?
Well, no. Okay, I'm going to get to that.
Oh.
But when he fought Tokuyami, the shadow guy? Yeah, that was an underrated part. Because I think once Bakugo figured out like the weakness, he was like, huh, you just had a bad draw. Like, I think Bakugo kind of really was feeling this fight with Todoroki. He just was like, oh, damn. Not Todoroki. Why do they have so many fucking T's?
I don't know.
Shit. I don't know. Tokuyami. And he was just looking like, man, if you just had a better power, if it was darker, you might have something. You just drew a bad card. Go ahead and surrender, man, because you know you can't. You know you ain't going to win, and I know you're not going to win.
Not no bright sunlight.
Right.
Ain't going to be so much shade you can have.
And look, not just in the bright sunlight, but the dude who has explosions. So he's creating light as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard. Yeah, very true.
So yeah, that was kind of like an underrated moment right there, because I think Bakugo kind of recognized, all right, look, Todoroki is somebody I need to go after. Deku is somebody I need to keep underneath me. But then he's like, okay, but this Tokuyami guy, he can be trouble down the line. But yeah, his fight with Uravity.
Ooh, that was intense. She wouldn't give up.
I mean, she was trying. She tried some shit too.
I mean, he knew he could beat her. Because let's be honest, she's not really all that strong. I mean, if she's on a team, she's a teammate, then yeah, she's cool. But by herself, alone, not really. I mean, I can see if she can touch something and then control it, yeah, that'd be cool. But she can only just touch it and it just floats. And it's just there. Like, I mean, she can use it to her advantage, but she has to come with way more strategies in order to win a fight.
In order to win a one-on-one fight.
One-on-one fight, yeah. Whereas Kanchan, as Deku calls him, he can just hold out on his own. Like, he knew instantly, like, yeah, I could beat you.
Yeah, well, he knew he could beat her. Thing was, he just couldn't let her touch him.
Yeah.
Because if she touched him, then...
Oh, that was it. Over. Yeah, power. He can't use his power, yeah.
Which kind of... I mean, like, yo, I still kind of think he went a little bit too far. He legit could have ended it, but, I mean, I understand him not ending it that quickly. At the same time, though... You was already to kill Deku in that hero villain thing.
He really
was ready to kill him then. You could have ended that fight a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But he
besides,
did.
Deku could have killed him too.
Yeah, and then the process tearing off his arm.
Tearing off his arm, yeah, could have killed Kanshan, but
who would win in a fight? One Punch Man or All Might?
One Punch Man. Because One Punch Man, he just needs one punch. Except if it's that one villain guy. Yeah, it took more than one punch.
It's a consecutive normal punch.
Yeah. But I don't know, because a lot of people said you got to put him in the same anime as All Might. And you got to put All Might in the same anime as One Punch Man. So I'm just like, you can't really do it. Just say it. Who is going to win? Like,
I think
One Punch Man.
If you put One Punch Man in this anime, it kind of bears on when you have him fight All Might.
Yeah, true.
Because All Might, 5 years prior to when this anime started, probably would have smoked him. Honestly. Because remember, One for All is a successor type quirk. So he can tap into the power of the other seven people that were ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Plus his own power. And then
that'll
be one punch in a day. Now, after his big fight with All For One, who damaged his side, okay, it becomes a little bit more even. I can see somebody saying One Punch Man. Then after, like, he overextended himself against that Nomu.
Yeah, that thing gave him work.
After he overextended himself there, it was like, okay, now One Punch Man all the way. And then, of course, now in the manga, All Might isn't even a hero anymore.
He retired, didn't he?
Yep, after his fight with All For One.
Yep.
because Bakugo got kidnapped by the League of Villains.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, everybody to get kidnapped. Well, be him.
Again, back to why I think the Shigaraki guy is a horrible villain. He went after Bakugo because Bakugo's attitude at the sports festival. Remember how he was so... he was hell-bent on being number one, and he was going to try to kill people, even though he really didn't, but he was always screaming he was going to kill. And then in his final fight with Todoroki, when Todoroki wouldn't use the flames and just gave up, he got upset because, like, yo, you didn't fight your hardest. I want to beat you at your best. Then when it came time for All Might to put the medal on him, they had to strap him down onto a cinder block and chains and put a mask on him.
That was hilarious, man.
So, yeah, he saw that and was like, he has the makings of a great villain. Let's go talk to him. Let's go kidnap him while they're on vacation, while they're on a school road trip somewhere. They get away with it. They get him to the hideout. And as they're talking to him, and as the guy's talking to him, he lets him go, and Bakugan just blasts him straight in the face and looks at him like, why would you guys think I would want to join you? And even Eraserhead kind of taps into it as the press media is there questioning, hey, this is the third time the Heroes Academy has been under attack by villains. This time, you have injuries because your students had to fight them and some got injured. And one got kidnapped. So what's up? Now, Eraserhead hates the media, so he didn't really want to do this. But he kind of had to point out, like, yo, the guy, the one they kidnapped, they're not going to convert. They can't do anything with him because what they think could be his ravenous attitude and his pride that's getting out of control. Nah, that's just a kid that wants to be the best at all costs, even to his detriment. And if they think they're going to turn that into a villain, oh, I hate to be in that room when they find out what he's actually capable of.
Oh, yeah. He's actually strong. Yeah. Very strong. I consider him like number two, probably.
In the class?
In the class.
Behind who?
Until Deku masters his power.
Who would you have him behind, though?
Oh, the Ice and Fire guy.
And Todoroki?
Todoroki, yeah. Because, think about it. Okay. He has fire and ice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We see what he can do with his ability and the little pretend villain and hero versus villain thing in that building where he just literally just froze that whole building up and then just steamed it hot to the point where that's all he had to do. The fight with Madara, great fight. He still could have beaten Deku because Deku doesn't know how to control his power.
At the time.
You see what he could have held his own against that
Hero Killer Stain. He did hold his own against Zero Go Stain.
Stain and the Nemu, whatever.
Nomu.
Yeah, he just looked at him like he was just nothing. Like, I could freeze you to death or burn you.
Well, he could only freeze him. He couldn't actually kill him to death or do anything.
Well, not kill him. I'm just saying, like, he's just that strong. I put him as number one. Until Deku masters this power he has, I'll have to put him number three.
I really feel like that number one spot for that class is always up for grabs, depending on what the situation is. Because
you gonna edit this out?
Probably not.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, like depending on the situation. So 1-on-1 combat, that's Bakugo until further notice. If it's like a hero rescue mission, that's Midoriya. If it's 1-on-1 combat in the dark, I mean, I need you to tell me who is beating Tokoyami.
Nobody.
Okay.
I mean, nobody. I mean, that's his area. That's his home. That's home.
I mean, and even, like, in that rescue, well, in the time when the villains attacked the, when they was in the fucking wilderness on their vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It was at night.
Dark time. Yeah, they couldn't do nothing.
No, here came the problem. Tokoyami can't control that shadow when it's that dark out.
Oh. Was it a demon or what?
Nah, it's just the darkness, dark shadow in him. Like, the shadow, the darker it is, the more powerful that shadow is. To the point where if it gets too dark, that shadow is much more strong than he is and can override his will.
Oh. That's not good. So, like, another spirit, pretty much. Okay. So, it's like Gengar inside of somebody. Mega Gengar.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of wish you went for Dark Ride there, but...
Oh, Dark Ride, yeah. My bad.
Dark.
Oh, man. That's it. That's all. Teachers wise, of course, I'll put All Might at number one for now, until I read the manga, and I'll put him at two because he retired. I'm gonna have to go with Eraserhead.
Well, because here's what happens with All Might in the manga: after his fight with All For One, this fight comes about because Bakugan got captured by the villains. So all the heroes, who is it? All Might, Endeavor, Best Genius, the number 5 villain, Edgehead? What's his thing? Edgeshot. See it. And a couple other heroes.
Oh, the one with the guns?
No, not him.
Oh.
A couple other heroes, who is it that comes with them? Mount Lady, I think, comes with them. Gran Torino is there as well. So, yeah, as this is all happening, Midoriya, Ida, Todoroki, Kirishima, and I think it was Yurabe. Was Yurabe there?
Yes,
no, there. No, she was. Wait, hold on. Okay, no, stop. Because after this fight, I'm trying to remember all this off the top of my head. Midoriya got hospitalized. He had to fight and battle and defeated a villain that was much stronger than him. Todoroki was hospitalized. No, Todoroki wasn't hospitalized. The girl with the ear jacks.
Oh, yeah.
She got hospitalized.
Jesus. Wow.
Jiro, Momo. I'm trying to think who else got hospitalized. I think the ninja one, Orijo. The normal looking one?
Oh, yeah.
With the tail?
Mm-hmm.
I think those were the ones that got hospitalized. So, as all that's happening, Kirishima and Todoroki come up with a plan to go rescue Bakugan. Unbeknownst to the heroes, because they're out there, along with Eraserhead, out there trying to come up with a plan to rescue Bakugan himself.
Yeah.
Bakugo. Why am I saying Bakugan?
I don't know. That's like, I think it's an anime too.
Mm-hmm. So, as they're coming up with this plan, Ida, the class president, wants nothing to do with it. Because, of course, after they're running with Stain, Midoriya, Ido, and Todoroki all got warnings from the chief of police like, hey, you guys do this again, you're suspended from the school and we're revoking your hero licenses. Because for some odd reason, like, you know, saving another hero's life.
Defeats the point of that school, like.
Well, defeats the point of the law, but I mean.
Oh yeah, that too.
Okay. So yeah, they come up with this plan, and as who was it? It was Kirishima and Todoroki were heading out. Midoriya followed them out after he healed himself up. Ida came out there with them, and Yurabini. She came out there with him as well. So they're all going out there to help save Bakugan. Bakugo kind of frees himself. And as he's on the verge of actually about to like get into a real heated one-on-one fight with Shigaraki, All Might and the rest of the other heroes come busting in ready to take Bakugo back. Then next thing you know, All For One shows up. And he's like, nah, fuck this shit. My gnome is going out there to fight, kill everybody. I want All Might one for one-on-one. So All Might is now fighting All For One, one-on-one, while All For One's
successor.
Yeah, successor, Shigaraki, is there in the middle of that fight, also with his League of Villains, fighting Bakugo. So in the middle of all this, Todoroki, Kirishima, Ida, and Midoriya all come up with the plan to save Bakugo. So that when they get him, they'll be high enough to where they don't have to fight All For One or any of the villains. And Bakugo, all they have to do is just jump to catch on. So, I think it was what? Todoroki makes ice ramp. Ida uses his reciprocal burst, and Midoriya uses his legs, full Kaoru legs, and they take Kirishima up with them. I think Uravity touched them and gave them some floating stuff. I don't know. So while they run up the hill on full reciprocal, jump, they rise up over the fight, and Kirishima's looking down at Bakugo like, come on, grab my hand, let's go, let's go, let's go. Don't be the fucking jackass that we know you are. Bakugo kind of looking like, shut up, idiot. Grabs on, then they get the fuck out of it. Now, because it's a publicized rescue mission, everybody, all TV is now on All For One's fight with All Might. And All For One slowly chips away at All Might and makes everybody in the world see him for what he actually is. Just a skinny little guy who's damaged.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
What?
He did some Joker type shit.
That's cold.
Well, because look, he kind of knew he was going to lose. Well, he kind of felt like he was going to win, but then he felt the fight kind of slip. So he's like, you know what, fuck it. I want to destroy you mentally. I want to destroy you in the eyes of these people. I want to kill their hope. They see you as this pillar of light, when in fact, you're just a weak little coward that can't hold this form for longer than any 2 or 3 minutes. So he slowly chips away at that. All Might, kind of realizing what he's trying to do, is like, you know what, no, I can't, and it's going to end up killing me, but fuck it. So he goes past his time limit, way, way past his time limit.
Coughing up blood in the process.
Yeah. To the point where it's like, okay, by the time he delivers the finishing blow, only his arm is like in All Might mode. The rest of his body isn't. So he hits him, knocks him out, and like he kind of goes back to his regular self. The camera's just kind of floating there looking at him. They get close up. He looks back at the camera, looks away, and points at the camera, and everybody kind of takes a sign of like, oh, hey, yay, he won, he won. Instead, Midoriya, who's watching this at the same time, is starting to cry, and Bakugo sees this and is like, okay, so there's more to this than that. There's more to this than what that point leads on. Which then, okay, the next day, he announces his retirement, which then frustrates Endeavor because he's like, no, I didn't want to be number one like this. Vegeta fanboys, hello.
Oh, gosh.
And Best Genius, the number four villain, number four hero, he was damaged so badly in the fight because All For One was that damn powerful. He had to retire for a while because of the injuries he sustained. So, flashback to remember when Midoriya told Bakugo about how All Might gave him his powers? This is where it starts to manifest. Bakugo is now really upset. Because, again, saved by Midoriya, but even more so, him being kidnapped not only led to Midoriya saving him yet again, but also had to lead to All Might's retirement, which is a burden that he's carrying all by himself. He's quiet. He's not the usual loud self that he is. So when they get back to so after all this happens, Eraserhead and All Might have to go around to the students' parents and say, hey, we're going to move these kids to a boarding school. It's still going to be our high school, but it's going to be a different part of the school. We're going to build a house and they live there. Will you let our kids come back? Come with us. All the kids' parents, except for Midoriya's parents, give them permission. Midoriya's mom doesn't want him to go, but they somehow convince her to let him go. He goes. As Eraserhead is visiting Bakugo's parents' house and Bakugo, which is so fucking funny because you really see where Bakugo's anger and intensity comes from. He gets it from his mom.
His mom?
Yes, the mom is much worse than he is.
What, the dad?
The dad is the complete opposite.
Complete opposite. What the hell? Why the hell would he marry this woman? And that alone have a baby.
Let me see if I can pull this up. Because the mom's quirk is, I think, something with her skin, so that she looks a lot younger than she actually is. And what's his dad's quirk? Let me see.
That's it? That's all her quirk is?
Oh, hold on, bro. I'm trying to look it up. Fucking shit, nigga.
Got me all hyped up and ready to...
Let can't fucking find it. But yeah, All Might kind of states after he meets this family, like, yeah, this is the most dysfunctional family I've ever seen. Because the mom is, like, 10 times worse than the son. She doesn't like Bakugo's attitude. But she's like, you know, after watching what Eraserhead had to say about Bakugo during that press conference, I'm like, okay, no, you gotta see him for what he could truly be and what he truly is. So go ahead and go. So they all get to the boarding house, right? And after their, like, exams, their hero licensing exams, temporary exams, they all get the temporary licenses, but except for Bakugo and Todoroki, they don't get theirs. They failed the test.
I didn't fail the test.
Well, it was a hero rescue. The first part, they all passed. Everybody in class 1A passed. The second part, everybody except Todoroki and Bakugo failed. Bakugo failed that because what's Bakugo's one biggest weakness as a hero? Well, not that. No. He's abrasive as a motherfucker. So when you're supposed to be out there helping people in a time of crisis, he was like, hey, fuckers, move out the way. So yeah, he failed because of that. Meanwhile, he had Kirishima and the electric dude who becomes an idiot when he overcharges himself.
That's so stupid.
Actually, no, it makes sense.
I mean,
it's short circuiting. You release all that power at once, you short circuit.
I guess so.
See, it makes sense. But so I don't know who the fuck you are. Him and Todoroki have to go on the weekends to this temp, not to this temp, but this other thing. I don't fucking know. That's off the beaten path. Go read it yourself. So after that test happens later that night, Bakugo goes up to Deku and says, hey, come on, walk with me for a second. They get to a certain place. They go back to the spot where Deku first was able to beat Bakugo in that trial where Bakugo and Ida were the villains and Deku and Urahara were the heroes.
Yeah.
And then that's where they have a fight. Bakugo's looking at Deku like, look, I thought... Deku tells Bakugo that, look, I'm not that little kid anymore. I'm not going to be a pushover. Bakugo starts to overwhelm him, like, hey, I thought you was, what happened to all that shit you was talking? Come on, be stronger. If you got All Might's power, you should be stronger than this. Why the fuck aren't you stronger? Deku comes back at him, and like, Deku is about to deliver the winning blow, but Bakugo, being an experienced fighter and knowing how Deku moves at times, he catches him and beats him and lays him down on the ground and is about ready to blow his face off, but he doesn't. He says, I win. So then he looks at Deku and is like, hey, you got All Might's power. Why did I just beat you? And that's where it all kind of starts to crumble because All Might saw the entire fight. He comes walking over and he asks, and he has this little conversation with him. Bakugo finally lets it off his chest like, yo, I got kidnapped and me getting kidnapped was the reason why you had to retire. Because you had to use up all your power to beat this one villain who had nothing to do, who if I hadn't been stubborn and gotten caught, it would never happen. Because Bakugo also grew up idolizing All Might.
Oh,
so throw in the fact that All Might has a secret, has this attachment to Midoriya, yeah, because he gave Midoriya his quirk, and Bakugo knows this because Midoriya went and told him. Bakugo's now looking at this like, damn, I wanted to be number one all this time, and this good for nothing shitbag over here, he's now buddy buddy with my idol, and now I have to be better than my idol and him. All while relying on my own strength, while at the same time carrying this burden and know that I'm the reason why my idol had to retire. And All Might didn't really think about that that way. He was like, oh shit. So since that rescue mission, he's been carrying that on his heart the entire time.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That is deep.
It's kind of like the most emotional development that you see out of Bakugo that entire way. So they have their little talk. All Might and Midoriya tell Bakugo everything, how Midoriya got the powers, what's all going on. And Bakugo looks up at both of them and is like, okay, cool. I'm not going to be like Deku over here. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. This stays between the three of us. So, of course, it's happening on school grounds, right? So, they get back to the school. Eraserhead is up. He's pissed. He has both Deku and Bakugo wrapped up. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm glad the two of you had so much energy to still fight each other, even after your exam.
Oh,
So now you both should be suspended or expelled for fighting. All Might steps in and says, hey, no, they were fighting because of me. Like, just let it go, let it slide. It's okay. So he kind of does. Then he looks at the both of them and says, okay, cool, but I still got to punish you guys for this. Who threw the first punch? Bakugo raises his hand and says, I threw the first punch. Deku said, and I hit back. So he suspends Deku for 3 days in school suspension and Bakugo for 4 days. So they both can't go to class for the next 3 or 4 days. The whole class wakes up the next morning and realizes this. And, like, so they go off to class, and as they go off to class, the first day of those two being alone together cleaning the whole building, Bakugo looks at Deku and tells him, hey, about your, because Deku kind of developed the shoot style, fighting style. Instead of using his arms, because he can't much anymore.
Oh, yeah, after that overuse.
Well, the overuse against one of these villains that were a part of the abduction of Bakugo.
Yeah.
After he overused him, he developed the shoot style with his legs, so he starts kicking now. So Bakugo looked at him and said, hey, in the middle of our fight, you kind of telegraphed you was about to give a kick. You need to shorten your kicks up. He kind of gives Deku advice, which is like, yo, what the flying fuck? He's out here giving advice to Deku of all people?
I guarantee they'd be best friends by the end of the month.
Well, no, because All Might even kind of said, like, towards the end of one of those chapters, like, yo, now they finally acknowledge each other as proper rivals. Because that fight was their way of those two letting out their true feelings towards each other. Because Bakugo always looked at Deku like... Because Deku has this helping nature of him. He always wants to help people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Bakugo as a child, when he would fall down, Deku was the first one there. Even though Bakugo always treated him like shit, Deku was always the first one there ready to lend a helping hand. When the sludge villain attacked Bakugo, Deku was the first one there to try to help him out. When Bakugo was getting captured by the League of Villains, Deku was the first guy there trying to reach out and grab him, but he couldn't. And Bakugo told him, don't you reach out and save me. I got this. So, he always looked at his Midoriya looking down on him, saying he's weak. This is, let me move that. You ain't shit. Whereas Midoriya is looking at Bakugo like, yo, no, that's not true. I actually envy you. Because you're so strong, you're so powerful, this comes so easy to you, and you still want to be better than what you actually are, and you're already crazy strong as it is.
So they compliment each other.
Pretty much. Mm. Now, of course, he's still slightly hostile towards Midoriya, but, I mean...
I'll get better.
Yeah, nowhere near as bad as it was. After that fight, it's like, and I can't wait for that fight to be animated. That is going to be the best fight whenever that gets animated. Probably be 2018. It was 2018. It'll be animated 2018.
Hmm. Okay. So you read the manga?
Yep. They're on chapter 148 right now.
So what happened to the training?
What training?
That Midoriya got from All Might's teacher, yeah.
Oh, no. That's how he was able to control his powers now.
Oh, that's why? Just by training with the guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was in the episode. That's already been animated. Gran Torino, yeah. Remember when he was trying to catch Gran Torino?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would go outside and practice using his body, but not like overexerting any power.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he learned to control it.
That's it?
Yes.
They didn't put it in the anime.
Yes, they did.
I mean, well, they didn't show.
Dude, yes, they did. They showed it. When he was out there trying to practice... jumping on the walls, ricocheting off the walls till he got to the top,
yeah.
To fall down on the garbage. That was him practicing his training. And then later that day, he go toe to toe with Gran Torino trying to catch him.
That's when they stopped it.
Okay, but before all that happened, Gran Torino told him, like, yo, picture an egg trying to hatch.
Oh, okay. Oh, instead okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that was them showing him, like, okay, hey, he's starting to get it now.
So how was Gran Torino able to, like...
Because Gran Torino was part of the teaching of All Might. If he was part of the teaching of All Might, why can't he teach Midoriya?
True. But All Might's all messed up because of that fight he had, right?
5 years ago with All For One.
All For One, okay.
Because All Might always had, like, a limit on his...
Form?
Yeah.
And why is it?
Because of that fight. That remember that hole he showed Midoriya at the start of this at the episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was from that fight. So it damaged his respiratory system so bad that he can't hold that form for much for long. So he, so it's like prior to
Midoriya,
he hold it for like 5-10 minutes.
It's okay, this is okay. So if Gran Torino has the power, so All Might pretty much had a different type of power. It means that he transformed into it.
No. All Might, like Midoriya, was quirkless.
Yeah.
The person who gave him his power
was Gran Torino.
No, it wasn't Gran Torino. Gran Torino was great friends with the person that gave
All Might his power. Oh, the guy died. Yeah. Yes.
The girl died. It was a girl.
Whoa.
Yeah. Slight plot twist.
Whoa.
Gran Torino was a teacher at UA. And because he knew who All Might's successor was, and who All For One's successor was, and who All For One's current person was good friends with, he helped train All Might.
Okay.
Most of that was explained in the anime. You need to go back and rewatch the anime because you don't pay attention to fucking detail.
I do. I'm still trying to get so. Okay, give me a minute. All right. So, okay, let's. All Might was skinny. Mm-hmm. And then when he got the quirk, mm-hmm. he can transform.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm guessing that was the one before him, so he could transform, right?
Or was. They haven't touched on that part.
That's my biggest question. Okay. Like, okay.
Well, they haven't touched on that part.
Because I look at Gran Torino, he doesn't have to transform at all. He just has the power.
Right. No. Gran Torino's quirk is something totally different from All Might.
Oh.
Gran Torino's quirk is jets. He can use his jets to propel him all over the place.
Oh.
Hence the reason why All Might sent Midoriya to go train with Gran Torino. Because Gran Torino would know how to control
the power.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because what was the problem with Midoriya in the first place? He couldn't control his power. He would overuse it and, like, yo, he'd be using too much of it instead of just, like, you know, harnessing it and whoosh.
Whoosh.
Yeah. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we should talk about?
Well, I could talk about, give a little preview of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that because I ain't following that shit.
Man, following it. It is deep.
I'll try to get back into it later, but man, okay.
Oh, it's so
deep. Go ahead and give your preview.
All right, y'all. Well, I ain't gonna say too much, but I'm gonna give you a little preview.
You already gave a spoiler at the start of the episode. Say as much as you fucking want.
Oh, gosh. I really hate doing that. But, okay. As you know, Attack on Titan's a number one anime right now that's being watched. I think so, yeah. Been rated as number one. The manga is still going on. I've been reading the manga after season 2 or 3 went off. I started reading the manga more. No, yeah, season 2. After season 2, I started reading the manga, and man, it is deep. I will spoil some things for you guys, but it's going to make you want to read the manga. It's a reason why there are titans. I mean, wow. The chapter that I read was like chapter 90-something or whatever. And it showed a picture of a devil and a woman. Now, in the preview of Attack on Titan, you'll see this picture in the preview, in the opening theme. You'll see it. The devil with just sitting there with his horns, whatever. And then there's a girl with something in her hand offering the devil. Mm-hmm. That right there, that picture alone tells a lot. She sold her soul in order to gain the power of a titan. And her herself became a titan. Now, her name is very important. I'm not going to spoil that because you guys got to find out.
Spoil it.
I'm not going to do it. It takes the phone away. But anyway, she gains this and she becomes the first Titan. the queen of all Titans, the mother of all Titans, pretty much, the god of Titans. And then she passes on her blood to other people for them to become Titans to fight off this war that the humans were having. So now you got humans versus Titans, and then you got Titans going on the human side. So now it's a whole big cluster and whatnot. And it is just so deep. But I will get back into it with you guys as soon as I can, as soon as I get back. But that's all I'm going to give you, leave you with.
You pussy.
Hey.
You could have spoiled some.
It's too much. People are going to be like, what? Really? It's a lot. It's a lot, man.
Well, let's see. We'll get back to them on another breakup of My Hero Academia. We need to, well, shit, we're going back on Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
Let's see, we'll probably, you know, I need to talk to Ken and Ryan and see if we can go up there Labor Day weekend.
Probably could if I don't work.
Yeah. And then that's probably when we can do another recap of Dragon Ball Super.
Super is getting good. It's getting real good.
And, oh, you better believe we're going to do an episode about Colin Kaepernick real soon.
Something's got to be said.
Oh, something's been said. I just kind of want to take down the arguments one by one.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like I've been doing on Facebook, but I mean, some to a more serious extent, some to a less funny extent.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick got a job, and that motherfucker, when has he made the playoffs? Blake Bortles still has a job. He hasn't won more than, what, 6 games ever? Yeah. Dan Orlovsky ran out of bounds and committed an own safety and is part of the 0-16 Lions from 2007, and he still has a job.
That's something.
Butt fumble Mark Sanchez still has a job.
Wow. Oh, man. Nothing. Kaepernick did was what? A knee.
And you know what? Some other thing need to be said about that, because I saw a picture floating around on Facebook and Twitter about, like, the NFL. It was like a caricature of a slave owner holding up Colin Kaepernick by a noose and saying, y'all better stay in your place. And it had all the other black athletes. I don't actually think that's towards the black athletes. All black athletes. I don't say it's towards all black athletes, because if it was, someone please explain to me why the hell Richard Sherman and Seattle Seahawks still feel comfortable talking.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't.
Yeah.
It's towards black people, but it ain't towards all the black people.
Mm-hmm.
Because defenses and wide receivers, they can talk all the shit they want to. I'm going to give a little tease to this, but the two whitest positions in the NFL are quarterback and anybody who's a kicker or a punter. Those are the ones that, like, you know, you might want to think about. I'm just going to leave that alone right now. So.
That's for another day.
Mm-hmm. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. If you want to donate to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast via PayPal, please feel free to do so. All proceeds do go to the show. Oh, shit. Hold on. Wait, we got questions. I think we still got questions. Hold on. Let me see if we got any questions.
From the emails or what?
Emails in on the comments.
No.
I don't save the emails. I just write them down and put them somewhere. One comment. What's this from? That was unexpected. Oh, yeah. I already did that. That sounds like Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. Let me let this girl come on in. Ouch! Motherfuck!
You are my lady!
Shut up!
To everything I need and more. Oh. How you doing? It's nice meeting you.
But yeah, no questions for today. I can't find them. I didn't bring them up. I'm an idiot. Anyway, this has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. If you have any questions for us, feel free to comment on the csyw.podomatic.com page
Or you can review us on iTunes or Google Play, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast. That is Cartoon with a capital C, Something with a capital S, U, capital U.
Capital U.
I know, right?
Slow down. I mean, capital U.
U with a capital Y, O U, K N O, capital W, H A T E V R E.
So every letter, every first letter of each word is capitalized.
Yeah, except for the no whatever, it's just one big W. Because some people get confused by that. So it's just like one W there is capital, and you go straight into the whatever.
Okay, so get that, folks?
Yeah, I hope you did. Let's see. Feel free to email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. Sign yourself off, motherfucker.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, folks.
You son of a bitch.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
It's a great movie.
It's a horrible movie.
It's a great
it's
movie.
It's a pussyfied movie.
And I pussyfied love that movie.
Because you are a pussy.
No. I like pussy, but no. But no.
You
sure
you like pussy?
Yeah.
Well, put your beard in some of that pussy and get you some beard hair, man. Go ahead.
That's nasty, Mac. That's nasty.
Goodbye, folks.